Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studio, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning we have Sheriff Nick Manns and County Board members Mark Wagner, Kara Ontis, and Mr. Kruger. Welcome. Also with me this morning I have Allie Ringhausen. Everybody knows Allie. He's actually been here going on his 40th year here at WJBM, believe it or not. And both of us will be asking questions and conducting the interview. The topic is the half-cent sales tax that is on the ballot. And we'll start off with a statement. Kara? Oh, Kara's going to read the statement from the proposal. Go ahead, Kara.
Thanks, Chris. The Jersey County Board is asking for help from the voters of Jersey County to determine the path in maintaining the courthouse, sheriff's department, the government building, and all building and grounds owned by Jersey County. We have voted as a board to put a public question on the ballot for voter consideration. That question is going to be, to pay for public safety purposes, shall Jersey County be authorized to impose an increase on its share of local sales tax by 0.5%? The past 6 years, we have worked on identifying repairs needed before they became a major issue. After interviewing companies, we partnered with a company who assessed our buildings at no cost. They identified projects totaling $10 million. We reduced those projects to the most projects to the important ones at a cost of $3.2 million. We sold bonds to that amount, and we are making payments with interest of the money in the savings accounts. Our intent was to work on the additional projects over the next several years. However, more emergency projects have arisen. The entrance to the courthouse has started to sag, and the elevator has failed inspection, just to mention a few. What types of sales tax are not subject to this tax? Fuel, items that are titled or registered by the state, farm equipment used by farmers, qualifying food, drugs, and medical appliances are exempt. How will this affect you? For every $100 that you spend, you'll see 50 cents of that going into this tax. The tax is paid not only by Jersey County residents, but anybody that's coming to Jersey County is helping with that. We will have a meeting at the government building on February 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. to answer any questions that the public will have in regards to this.
All right. Just because you read that, I'm going to start off with the first question that we have. And these questions, other citizens have put forth these questions along with, we've added a few ourselves. But the one thing that I question is, in the paragraph that you just read, you said, we partnered with a company who assessed our building at no cost, and they identified projects totaling $10 million. To me, there's no such thing as a free lunch. How is it not in conflict of interest for your partner with a company who's doing the cost assessment? And isn't that conflicting? Or should it have been an independent contractor or something to do the estimate?
We interviewed five different companies, and we partnered with that company for that reason, because all the other companies, they were going to charge us up front to do the assessment, whether we were going to go with them or not.
I know, but I know they're going to charge because it takes time and it takes money to do an assessment. But wouldn't you think you'd get a more true assessment from an independent assessor?
Well, again, we interviewed five different companies.
Yeah.
They wanted the full project. They weren't willing to, you could pick and choose the most important projects. And that's mm-hmm. what we did. We reduced those projects down to $3.2 million. We didn't have to get the $10 million package. All the other companies, they were going to charge us money mm-hmm. to do the assessment. And then whatever the price tag was, that's what we're going to be stuck with.
Yeah, I just was thinking that there probably would be a company out there that could do an individual or do an independent assessment and not being connected at all, but just do an assessment.
For a price, yes.
I know, but you're getting a price that, I mean, everything costs money, but I mean, you could get a more valid one. That's all the only thing I think, but I understand. Allie?
Well, I I thought maybe you were getting at anytime you have a project, you get multiple quotes to find out what the real value of the project is.
The company that we did choose, they did use local contractors, too.
Did they? Yes. For the roof?
For all the projects. Okay. For the electricity that we used, painting, they all use local contractors.
Is that something that is required, that you put in requirements part of the contract?
That was part of their pitch to the county board, that we use local contractors.
I see. Well, that's good. We like that. We're all about local here, right? Okay, Allie.
The big question, I think, is how much money is this going to generate, or is estimated to generate?
It's going to generate close to $1 million extra. Right now, we take in about $1.2 to $1.5 million a year. If we used last year's tax figures, we'd take in almost $1 million more.
This tax will take in $1 million a year if it's passed.
Yes.
Approximately.
More than what we're taking in now.
Right. It's going to add $1 million.
Is this tax arranged differently than the tax that the school district has at 1%? Is it a different tax?
Because this I know is public safety sales tax.
Yes.
I know, but as far as the 1% on the sales tax, okay. You know, like the school district has 1%, and then that 1%, from what I understand from talking to the board, it ranges from $800,000 to $1.3 million a year is what it produces. So if this was a half-cent tax, then are you saying that would be half of that amount, or is it a different tax?
No, we're taking in currently, like I said, about 1.2 to 1.5.
Yeah.
Roughly $100,000 a month. Sometimes it's 130, sometimes 120. It all depends on how much people spend that month. And at the end of the year, it adds up to roughly 1.2 to 1.5 million is what we're currently taking in.
On the three quarter?
Yes.
Okay.
So by adding 0.5, we would take in just probably under $1 million more, $900,000 to $1 million more a year.
And a lot of that too, when you're thinking about those numbers, you also take into consideration inflation. So with the cost of everything else that has risen, obviously the sales tax is going to be higher that you're paying on those costs that are going up. So it may be different than what the school is typically used to seeing on theirs, because inflation may not have they may not have done those figures yet from inflation, to see how that varies.
Okay, so there's quite a list of repairs and improvements and public safety efforts that have been compiled. Have they been prioritized on what this fund would go to first and second and third?
Not yet. I mean, we have a list of different projects that we have. Probably the most important is fixing the sag in our courthouse elevator. That's probably the most two important. After that, we have a list, but we haven't decided which ones are the most important ones after that.
And what we do, Ollie, typically is I sit down with the county board and we say these are the issues, and we kind of decide, well, we have to do this one first for these reasons. So while we don't have a written list right now, we do have a mental list, I think, all the time of what needs to be done first. That's the problem. New things keep cropping up on a frequent basis. So.
You know, another issue that popped up was the fire alarm system at our government building went defunct. You know, that's a major issue. That's emergency repair that you have to take care of. You can't put that off a year.
Mm-hmm. So how much do you think this will cover? Or how much money, what's the target number that you actually need a year? What are you looking at?
This isn't going to cover the cost of all the different projects that we have. Like I said,
not a year, but
no, but that's going to help us prioritize or get to more projects. If we don't pass this, then we're going to have to really crunch the numbers. And if these emergency repairs keep popping up, then we can't do some of those routine maintenance jobs that we put on hold from a couple years ago.
This is a question that's one of the taxpayers put out there. Has anyone asked each department to make cuts, possibly 10%? I know that the circuit clerk's office has drastic cuts, and applied for $450,000 in grants. Not sure if the other departments have done the same, and have other offices reached and applied for available grants.
So to speak into requesting cuts, I don't necessarily agree that the circuit clerk's office has made cuts. A lot of money that was requested came from the ARPA funds that were received, and there were grants applied for at the request of the county board. It was proposed to us for these documentations, scanning, digital items, and there were grants available, and that is where we had requested that those grants be applied for. It's not necessarily a cut. I would venture to disagree with that.
Our county financial board sat down before the county board meeting too, and we went through each office holder, and we did make cuts to almost every office that there was.
We spent nearly 3 hours that night with department heads and going through each of their budgets. I mean, we sat down with the sheriff, we sat down with the circuit clerk, with many of them, and went through each of their budgets, and there were cuts made on each level.
And I can speak to this as a department head, Chris. When we sat down, the county board, I had a proposed budget, which included perhaps adding a deputy to our ranks in order to attack drugs in a different way in our county. And we realized, as me as a sheriff and the county board, that we could not afford to do that. And so that was immediately cut out just because we couldn't afford it. And I think every county department head had the same thing. County board says, this is what we got. We look at it and say, you know what, we can't afford this budget. And they would cut it. I think that's the way it's supposed to be done.
As far as the structure of this, I think that a lot of people in the county don't know that there is a public safety tax that already exists and a public safety fund that exists. And some were asking, you know, why isn't this just raised for the general fund and used as needed where needed?
Well, right now, the current public safety tax will not cover much over a third of the current sheriff and jail budget as it is. So, I mean, I know it. I've heard complaints because it goes into the general fund, but all the bills are paid out of the general fund. But it is tracked. So we can absorb all this public safety tax, and still have to supplement it with other income sources to cover the jail and the sheriff's budget.
And just to be open and honest, we the sheriff's department sucks up the majority of the budget from our county. I think this is true of every county.
That was going to be my next question, about what percentage is that?
Well, I can't tell you the percentage because I'm not the county numbers guy, but I can tell you what our budget is this year. Our budget, the sheriff's office budget for the sheriff's office is $1.8 million roughly, and then the jail is an additional $1 million roughly to run the jail, to staff it, and to do those kind of things.
And so, that's before you spend a penny on the courthouse
that's
itself.
Before we spend a penny. And so that's why when I come in there and say I'd like another deputy, we can't deplete the fund we have because we don't know what's going to happen to the courthouse tomorrow or the next day or the next week. That's why we're in this sort of dilemma.
On an annual basis, is there a stipend or line item dedicated towards the upkeep of the jail, the courthouse, the other municipal building?
Yes, the jail has a line item for that. The sheriff's office has a line item for that. But it's hard to predict when all of a sudden your elevator goes out and that costs you $60,000. All of a sudden, if you needed a new elevator, thank God we don't at this time, you're talking in excess of $1 million to put in a new elevator if we can put one in that's ADA compliant, because this building was built in 1893.
Mm-hmm. I guess, let's see. This is a question on the courthouse. Has there been a bipartisan committee established, or will there be one, in order to hear from all sides and collect ideas?
So your county board is your bipartisan committee. The county board is elected through the Jersey County residents, and it's bipartisan. There are several subcommittees, so you know, your building and grounds committee, which is going to be responsible for making the approvals and justifying what should and shouldn't be done. And then you have your finance committee that is going to go through the budget every year and see what fits and what doesn't fit, and that is your bipartisan committee for this. working directly with the sheriff who is responsible for it.
Yeah. I know a lot of steps have been taken to get to this point to, you know, put an item on the ballot, but a lot of our listeners will be interested in knowing, you know, what other steps, alternatives, what have you, were considered before we got to this level.
Well, we currently have two bonds on our buildings right now. One was voted on in 2008, and that will be coming due in 2028. We recently took out a bond in 2022, which will be due in 2042. And for me, putting a third bond up is unacceptable. I think it's financially reckless to do something like that. So for me, floating another bond is not acceptable. This public safety sales tax, it's an idea. It's up to the voters whether they think it's feasible or not. And if they don't think it's feasible, then we'll keep doing the best we can with what we got.
We'll go back to the drawing board.
And Ollie, a bond won't allow us to save for the future, right? A bond is something for a specific project that needs to be done. But one of the things I admire as just a taxpayer of this county board is they're trying to think of what are we going to do 10 years from now and 20 years from now? How can we get into a position where if we have to have a new building, we can have something saved to put a down payment on one? And that this doesn't exist right now.
Just because you have an issue on the ballot, you know, whether it passes or doesn't pass, it doesn't mean you're not looking at other alternative methods of bolstering your finances to protect these structures in the future, right?
From the sheriff point, we're looking at them every day. Like, how are we going to pay for this? How can we do that? And the county board tries to prioritize those and see where we can draw the money from. But that is a very difficult process in our current environment.
There's been many conversations that we have had over the last year. I know Gary and I have talked many times about what does it look like? Does it look like, you know, does it look like building a new facility? But that's not even in the works. We still have a lot of research to do prior to that being even a question.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, that courthouse is pretty special.
Yes, it is. I mean, and we want to preserve
it down,
it.
Start all over.
Right, and we want to preserve it as much as we possibly can.
We can't tear that courthouse down. Yeah. It's a historic building, right. And it's going to be there. Unless something catastrophic happens, you know, where there's a big tornado that comes in and knocks it down, or a major fire or something like that.
It'll never go anywhere.
That courthouse is not going to go anywhere. And we're still going to have to maintain it, whether we build a new building or not.
Yeah.
I'm kind of opposed at this point at building a new building, but we do have to look somewhere down the line when we may need a new building.
Do you need more space?
We have some space at our government building right now, but again, we need money to remodel. Mm-hmm. The third floor, we have some office space available, but we haven't spent money remodeling it because we're spending money on fixing all the other emergencies that are coming up.
See. Well, the one good thing that got done was the roof got fixed, and you got those exterior things repaired, and that keeps a lot of keeps the wolf at bay, you know.
That's one of the things that company identified. We didn't know we needed a new roof when they come in and did that assessment. We were going to use money to possibly fix something else, and they come back and said, "Hey, your roof is shot. You need a new roof." So we wouldn't have known that without that assessment.
Mm-hmm. Was there any talk, or is there any possibility of putting a sunset on this tax? Did that ever come up at all? Instead of going on forever, like, well, when we get everything caught up, then it'll come off and the citizens could re-vote it in?
Like a 5-year tax or a 10-year tax?
I think sometimes people get a little scared about being like on forever, you know. Is that a possibility to think about?
It hadn't been discussed, but it could be discussed in the future. This one doesn't have that caveat on it, but I just want everybody to know that we, as long as I'm involved, I will push to make sure that if, first of all, we have to have the structural engineers come back and tell us, and then we're always looking for grants. And we will keep looking for grants. And if we have some really talking points from a structural engineer or something to go by, and anything we do major is going to ask for public comments and input. We're not going to just decide to build or remodel or add on with something major without letting the taxpayers know what we're planning.
One thing that I do you get a good crowd? Do people participate in the meetings? They don't. You're shaking your head, but really, no.
No, we don't get very many people.
No. Wonder what could
we hope we do Thursday.
Yes. And I invite people to these meetings all the time, especially when they have questions. I tell them we have public meetings. They're online. They're posted at the government building. They're available to everywhere. And I tell everybody when I'm having a meeting. So they are open meetings. And I think everyone knows, if they don't know, every county board meeting, with the exception of July during fair week, is on the second Tuesday of every month.
Well, one thing we will do here at WJBM, we'll start letting people know when the meetings are coming. So, and what we'd like to do too, if we could get, you could send us the agenda, what's going on, you know, and then so people, we can say the meeting's on, this is on the agenda, and try to get, because it is important for people to be.
People might show up out of public interest and have just showing up because they're mad.
True.
And we would love that. We would love for them to show up just out of public interest, except for when they're mad. Because right now, that is all we get, is when people are mad. Yeah. That's the only time they come.
Public meetings.
Yeah.
And as a sheriff, I go to every meeting. I'm not on the county board, but you'll be amazed at how difficult of decisions our county board has to make. With like every person in our county with a limited budget, we can only do this, this, and this. And the other thing I'd like to mention, Chris, just real briefly, is I know I'm not, and I can speak for all the county board because I've been in all the meetings. No one's here to advocate or oppose any tax. None of us like taxes. But our job is to provide the information to the public. They, at the end of the day, they did make the decision for us, and then we follow that path. I think we all agree with that, because there's been a lot of talk about who's pro, who's against. That's not the position we stand in, any of us.
A big question here, and it's come up a lot, what happens if this proposal fails? Where do you go then?
Well, like I said, we just keep doing the best we can. We identify what project is most important and bid them out, spend the money, and don't go over.
But would the consequences be so severe that if the county courthouse was in such bad shape, you couldn't use it? Or the administration building was in such bad use, you couldn't use it? What do you do then?
That's the worst case scenario, but I'll just give you a real life scenario. We find out that the front of our building's sagging. There's a 2-inch gap in underneath the front door of our beloved courthouse. That means any critter can come through there. Every night we stuff something in there to keep out the animals out of the courthouse.
Bugs, mice, snakes. All, you know.
Exactly, and I don't like snakes. So with that said, what we had to decide then is, what can we do when we get ready to fix this? We have structural engineers looking at it. What are we going to do? So we have an east entrance, and it is a very small entrance that leads right to the elevator. So, okay, let's go to the east entrance, but we have to set up court security there to run people through a magnetometer. We have to figure out how to move that, do that, fit people in there, and get them out of the rain on a rainy day, because we don't have a porch over there. Then guess what happens? Our elevator went out. So now that's not feasible right now. And so these are the types of things that come up day to day on the maintenance of an 1893 building that I love as much as anybody, you know. But we're constantly having to go back to the drawing board. If we had a savings to repair or do some of these things, it may not be as difficult. And that this is a viable solution. It's not the only solution, but it's a viable one. If the taxpayer says no, we're going to have to figure something else out.
But at some point, there's only so many Band-Aids in the box.
That's it. That's right. And the Band-Aids have been put on for many years preceding all of us.
If they did say no, all right, could you come up with Plan B, and could it be on the ballot in November?
It would be a bond decision, wouldn't it?
Well, the last bond issue we did was, 2 years ago? And that could be done by a county board vote, but again, we're already floating two bonds. I don't think floating a third bond is really a viable option, unless it is such an emergency to take that kind of action. I mean, that's the only reason we floated the second bond, was because I thought at the time we had a mold issue, and we needed to take care of it immediately. it's a serious health concern. So I felt it was important to float that bond, to get the second bond. And then, like I said, then we found out the roof was bad. So we added that to the project. And then the fire escape, they failed inspection. So we added that to the project because you need a fire escape. But they also suggested new windows. We didn't do the windows. We caulked around the windows. Okay, we'll do that one a couple years down the line. Well, again, in the meantime, these other repairs come up, and they're more important than windows. So we keep pushing the windows further and further down the line. And at some point, we're going to have to replace the windows.
That's what it's just going to kind of continue to be, is we're just going to keep kicking the can down the road until it comes to the point where we are in a real bind.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today and this morning and discussing this issue. And just glad you did it, glad to be a part of it. But we're going to have to wrap it up now. Craig's pushing us to close out.
Yeah, so, but I think this will generate a lot more conversations around the community now.
Yes. And tomorrow we'll hear the opposing side. And actually tonight you will be meeting to discuss, and where is that?
At the government building and the government administration building and the auditorium.
Oh, in the auditorium, okay. Where you have all the county meetings.
Correct. Yep. Okay. From 6 to 8.
Tonight, 6 to 8. So if you want to come and ask some questions, feel free. 6 to 8 tonight in the auditorium building.
Correct. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.